Hello, this is Paula Hafner reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. All cattle and swine exhibited at Illinois County Fairs will be required to have an electronic 840 tag. This is all 4-H, FFA, junior, and open animals. The 840 tag is an approved official animal identification number that allows for the visual and electronic identification of each animal. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the USDA, is offering a limited supply of free 840 tags to help producers and veterinarians transition to the new county and state fair requirements, in addition to the new federal requirements for interstate movement. IDAA also offers a free premise identification number, that's a PIN number, that assigns unique numbers to animal agriculture locations. The PIN is used in conjunction with the 840 tag for faster action in the event of an animal health emergency. This is all cattle and swine exhibited in Illinois. This is a new rule this year, so if you plan to exhibit at any county fair in Illinois, you must have this tag on your animals. Celebrating 20 years of Annie's Project, Empowering Women in Agriculture, in partnership with Southeastern Illinois College. The mission is to empower women in agriculture to be successful through education networks and resources. Annie's Project is a six-week course, is a discussion-based workshop bringing women together to learn from experts in production, financial management, human resources, marketing, and the legal field. There's plenty of time for questions, sharing, reacting, and connecting with your presenters and fellow participants. It's a relaxed, fun, and dynamic way to learn, grow, and meet other farm women. The Annie's Project meets Thursdays from 5:30 until 8:30 at Southeastern Illinois College in Harrisburg, Illinois. The cost to attend is $25, which covers the six-session program. If you require financial assistance to participate, please contact Bronwyn Ailey at baily@illinois.edu to inquire about scholarship opportunities. This is a great thing for any woman that's involved in agriculture to attend. The course dates will be February 13th, February 20th, February 27th, March 6th, March 13th, and March 20th. If you'd like to have more information, contact the Extension office to find out about attending Annie's Project. Make this the best summer ever. Registration is open for 4-H members 8 to 16 for the 2025 summer camp session in Monticello. Available sessions are week 1, June 3 through 7. Week 2 is June 8 through 12. Week 3 is June 15 through 19. Week 4 is June 29 through July 3rd. And week 5 is August 2nd through 6th. For registration or to find out more, go to go.illinois.edu/4-H Memorial Camp. If you're not a 4-H member, it's open to anyone, so please feel free to register. The 9th Annual Backyard Maple Syrup Production Workshop is being held on Saturday, February 1st at Dixon Springs Agriculture Center, Illinois Extension in Southern Illinois. Come join us for a free outdoor program to learn about making maple syrup. This program starts at 10 a.m. and is free to the public. Before the workshop, we are also hosting a pancake breakfast as a 4-H fundraiser. Join us at 8:30 for pancakes with real maple syrup made right here at the Ag Center. That is $10 per person, $8 for kids, and 10 and under eat free. To register for this program, call 618-695-2441 or go to goillinois.edu/maple workshop. Illinois 4-H will be hosting a virtual Speaking for Illinois 4-H training Monday, February 10th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The training prepares youth on how to meet with county and state elected officials, potential donors, civic groups, and new volunteers. The training will be facilitated by the Illinois 4-H Youth Leadership Team, Extension staff and volunteers with expertise in government, speaking, and 4-H. Trained members are invited to special speaking engagements, virtual trainings, and legislative events. More information on Speaking for Illinois 4-H can be found at the Illinois 4-H website under Speaking for Illinois 4-H. 4-H members must attend a training to be eligible to participate in legislative connection. Members 14 and over are eligible for this training. Staff are welcome to attend and learn more about all the opportunities for the 4-H members. The Hamilton County HC will hold their cultural arts show again in the fall in conjunction with the Fall Festival. There is a new class added on to the cultural arts show this year. It's called Storybook Quilt Challenge. The requirements are a minimum size of 30 by 40 up to a maximum size of 70 by 90. The quilt must go along with a child's storybook theme. Quilts can be pieced and quilted, hand machined, embroidered, hand quilted, or tied. Quilts must be completed by September 4th, Fall Festival of 2025. They're open to anyone that resides in Hamilton County. Quilts will be displayed at the Cultural Arts Contest and at the Fall Festival on September 4th and 5th. Storybook must accompany the quilt at the contest. Powered by Pancakes. Join us for a pancake breakfast featuring the Jefferson County Ag in the Classroom program. Saturday, February 8th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Roland Lewis Building, Veterans Park in Mount Vernon. Serving pancakes, sausage, and drinks. Adults are $5, kids are $3, 12 and under are free. It's all you can eat and carryouts are available. Help support the Ag in the Classroom program. Mark your calendars for March 1st, 2025 at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest. Once again, this will be a great evening of fellowship and sampling of local brewers and local food production. Mark your calendars and buy your tickets today. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.